Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is it possible if I can please speak to Mrs. Agnes McLaughlin, please?
Yeah, I'm speaking.
Hiya, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. We're calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim you've applied for online, darling, regarding your time in care.
Yeah, I applied last night.
So my job today is to explain everything to you, just so you know how easy and simple the procedure will be. Make sure I've got your correct details on file, and then I can go ahead and submit this case off for you today, darling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem whatsoever. So before I do that, I just want to make sure the details we have for you are correctly. Is it Agnes McLaughlin, your full name there, darling?
Yeah, Agnes McDougall McLaughlin.
Perfect. And we've got an email here for you as busby091170@gmail.com.
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. And can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Agnes?
Yeah, 09/11/1970.
And could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
DD11 1HH.
And what's the door number?
29.
Perfect, no problem, darling. Now, in regards to yourself, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all, darling?
Yeah, I've got COPD. And I've got depression, anxiety. What's that other one called?
PTSD?
Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much for that information. Can I ask you, Agnes, have you ever been known by any other names? Have you got any nicknames or anything, darling?
A lot of my friends call me Aggie.
Aggie, nickname, thank you.
Yeah.
And could I ask you, growing up, was it just you placed into care, or did you have any siblings that were popped into care as well?
There was actually six, seven.
Okay, what's your siblings' name, Salim? What's your siblings called?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
So you got Jimmy, Alec?
Stan.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie.
Yeah.
And myself.
And yourself, so the six of you as best. And did you all have the same surname as McLaughlin?
Yeah, but only three of us went into care, and the other ones went to stay with my
family members. No problem.
She couldn't take us all.
No problem, that's understandable. What was the name of your mum, if you remember your mum's name, darling?
It's either Irene or Rena. Irene.
Oh. Aye. And was her surname McLaughlin?
Yeah, I think she was, that was my dad's name, she was Davidson.
Could you spell that for me?
Davidson.
Perfect. And what was your dad called, darling?
James McLaughlin.
James McLaughlin, thank you so much for that. And do you know when you was growing up, before you popped into care, what area of Scotland was you placed in, darling? Where was you living?
Barrhead. Lockmel Avenue, Barrhead, yeah.
And was that Lockmel Avenue?
Lockmel, yeah.
Let me have a look here. Give me 2 seconds. I'll have a look for you. Let me just have a look on here for you. Barrhead. Barrhead, no problem. And could I please ask you, darling, when you was first taken into care, how old was you?
I think I was either 2 or 3.
So it's around 3 years of age, no problem.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, I can't remember.
Bless you, do not worry. Now, most importantly, I just want to let you know, we're not going to be clutching at straws to hopefully get you some money back. You will be due back money.
No.
We just need a statement to help value that, so you will be getting compensation. As soon as we locate your files and prove that you was within these care homes, then that will straight away open the gates for the value of the claim, and your statement is what we can give you a value from.
Yeah.
Around £48,000. Of course, you can be looking at more than that, depending on how you was impacted and how them impacts have affected you now. And I will help you through everything, so do not worry at all, darling, okay? Now, what I need from you is, for any reason, so the worst was to happen to you over the next few months while this claim was ongoing, have you got anybody that you would be happy to keep this money on your behalf? Have you got any children that you'd be happy for this money to go to, or a partner, husband?
I've got three sons.
Three sons. What's the name of your eldest son, darling?
Leon.
Leon. And is that Leon McLaughlin?
No, Leon Kerr.
And what, do you have his number?
I don't really talk to him just now because he's a girlfriend. But I talk to my other sons, Olam and Am.
No problem. What son are you most comfortable with at the moment?
Aaron. The middle
one. Adam. Is that Adam?
Aaron. Aaron.
Aaron. And is his surname Kerr as well?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have his number, darling?
Yeah, hold on, I'll give you that. I'll just...
Take your time, thank you.
Aaron to 07.
Yep.
562.
Yep.
9909.
Yep.
84.
Thank you so much for that. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm also going to do for you, darling, is if you can just go onto WhatsApp for me, please, Agnes. I have sent you a message over, and we will require... Do you have a driver's licence or a provisional at all?
No, I don't drive.
Passport. Or a passport, that is fine. Could you please take a picture of your passport and send that over to me on WhatsApp, please, whilst you're on the phone with me?
Yeah, okay, I'll just go and get it.
Take your time. And could you also get a letter, any letter that is dated to you in the last 3 months, please?
I'm actually in my girlfriend's house, which keeps my passport there, but I don't think I'll get any letters here.
Can you still hear me, darling?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah,
just perfect.
If I had set disconnect, I will call you straight back because I'm having some issues with it. So if you can't hear me at all, I'll put the phone down and I will call you straight back, darling, okay?
Okay, that's brilliant. Yeah, I'm taking a picture just now.
Perfect, take your time, don't worry.
There you go.
That's brilliant. And have you got anything on your phone? Like, do you have anything like a, do you have an electric bill or anything on your phone? Or do you get anything that's got your name and address on there on your mobile phone at all? Phone bill, water bill, gas bill, electric bill, even a bank statement, but you can cover up your important pieces of information. It just needs to say your name, address and the date.
I don't know how to get into my bank statement.
Don't worry, I'll use what I've got for now, and then when you go home, if you could send it over to me on WhatsApp, is that okay with you, Andy?
Yeah, I'm down the road on the 11th Senehouse this month.
Yeah, that's fine. You get it over to me when you get home, that's not a problem. I can use what we've got for now, okay, darling?
Okay.
Now, most importantly, you're going to get an email come through and you're going to get a text message come through right about now. Now, that is so we can have access to your files. Will you just see if you had a text message come through to your normal text, please, darling?
Okay. Normal text. Yeah, got it.
Brilliant. And if you click on the link where it says view document for me.
All right. View document.
And then it should say proceed to document.
Oh, press that link.
Yes, please. Press the link, darling.
Not very good with technology.
Don't worry. It's easy. I'll talk. You'll be a professional after this call.
Proceed to document.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the correct one.
Right. It's loading. Right.
And then it should say agree and accept or agree and continue.
Yeah, down the bottom.
Yeah, perfect. That's all we done.
Okay. Is that okay?
And then it should
say,
bring. Can you see a box on your screen now that says client signature?
Oh, yeah, I see it, yeah.
Click that box for me.
Right. Right, got it.
Perfect. Press one of them signatures for me. And then underneath that, there should be a little tick box that says, I acknowledge. Press that for me too.
Right.
And then press OK.
Right, got it. Right, is that it? Is that it? Yeah.
Press, perfect. Yeah. That's everything. That is everything, Agnes. So that's fantastic. See, I told you. You're professional now.
It's easy when somebody talks you through it.
It's a lot easier, and the way I say it is, people are not great with emails, but if you send it on a text message, it's a lot easier for them to just click it, and it takes you straight there. Most importantly, what I need to ask you, I'm just looking at your initial statement here when you made the inquiry, and I can see that you was taken into care, and you was in about 4 children's home and 2 foster cares. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, can I ask you, the first place, where is it that you first remember being put?
Argyle Home, that was out in Clonmebank, Glasgow.
So, was that Abdale Home?
Argyle.
Is that Abdale?
No, Argyle.
Argyle, sorry. Argyle, was that a foster home or a care home?
That was a care home.
And how long was you here for, roughly?
I was in there until I was 5 years old, and then I get married.
So you were there for 2 years, until 5. And then where was you taken to?
I was taken to Urquhart House.
Could you spell that for me the best way you can?
U-R-Q-H-A-R-T.
Urquhart House, and what area was that in?
That was out in Houston.
Could you spell that for me?
H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Thank you for that, darling. And roughly how long was you here for?
I was in there until I was 10 years old.
10, so you've been there for around 5 years then, till 10 years.
Yeah.
5 years, bless you. And then after there, where did you get placed, darling?
After there, I get put in foster care.
Do you remember the name of the family?
Mr. and Mrs. Donaldson.
And what area was that in, if you know?
That was in Glenburn.
Glenburn. And how long was you with these for, darling?
Till I was 13.
Until 13 years old. And then where did you get placed after here?
I got put into Chapel House.
And what area was that in?
That's in Paisley.
Paisley. And how long was you here for, darling?
I was only in there for a couple of months, and then I get put into foster parents in Erskine.
To Erskine foster parents. And what was they called?
I can't remember. I ran away.
Don't worry. I ran away
because I didn't like it.
Ran away. And how long would you say you was with them for?
Just a day. That day. Away in the morning, I ran away.
Was with them for one night and ran away. Where was you placed, darling?
Then I was placed in Beach Avenue. That's in Hunter Hill, Paisley.
Hunter Hill, Paisley. And was that a care home or was that a foster family?
That was a care home.
Beach Avenue care home. And how long was you here for, roughly, Dally?
I got put in Beach Avenue when I was 13 and I left when I was 18.
Till 18 years of age, so that's the last place that you was put, darling?
That was the last place, yeah.
Bless you. Now, most importantly, what I just need from yourself is just a brief statement of what you've had to deal with. So with me going through the time frame, it's going to make it a lot easier for you, so just give me 2 seconds to do so.
Okay.
So if I am correct, a client has been in care since very young. Young?
Yeah.
Young. Her first memories was... just get that here. If I am correct, your first memories was placed in Argdale Care Home from 2 years until you was 5.
Argdale.
And that's A-R-G-D-A-L-E.
I don't know how you... See what the Highlands, Argdale. The Highlands, Argdale. They call it Argdale.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but I think I've got the spelling correctly. Let me just have a look here for you. What I'll do is I'm just going to Google that quickly just to be on the safe side.
Argdale,
perfect. A-R-G-D-A-L-E, perfect. Got that correct. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So you was there from 2 years up until... for 2 years, around about 5 years old. And while she was here, Dalit, she was here. She obviously, I can imagine, you felt very nervous and scared.
Yeah.
And emotional, being taken from family and siblings and not knowing anyone. Did anybody settle you in?
Well, what really happened, my dad died and just when I was about nearly 2, and my mum left us in the house for about 2 weeks without any gas or electricity or things like that. So my oldest sister went out of the phone box and phoned the police. So it was actually social workers and police that placed us in the home.
And when you got to this care home, darling, what was it like when you got there?
You know, I was 2, I can't even remember.
Don't worry.
I think I get just put in a cot.
No problem. So you've got vague memories from here?
I've got vague, I remember sitting in the cot and hardly any staff came. You know what I mean? And then during the day, they would just leave you in this big room with hundreds of toys in it with a gate on the door. No, they hardly really came to attend to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they get that. And over the few years, you were there over the two years, and it was there, I never... No problem. And then, if I am correct, when you was then hit the age of around 5 years old, you was then placed into Urquhart House in Houston?
Yeah, the reason I get placed into another home, because our Gale home, there was a home just down the road, the Athol House. That was a children's home, and I was in playing in the woods, and the two older boys for that home raped me in the woods.
Sorry, and was this why you was in Urquhart, or was this in a different...
Argdale, this is when I was in Argdale before I got married.
Let me just get that here. We're left in a big room with a gate on the door, a few toys, being out of this room. Only I remember. And you was in the woods? Was you playing in the woods?
I was playing in the woods, and two older boys, 11 and 12, were in the woods, and they raped me. And I went back to the home and told my sister, and she told the staff, but the staff never believed me. So it was swept under the carpet, and then I get moved.
And then after that, you were separated from your siblings and popped elsewhere?
that was me separated, aye. But the first home I was in, that I used to wake the bed and I used to wake you up during the night. And
was that in Argyle?
Argyle, yeah. And they used to rub the sheets on your face and put you in a cold bath. And, you know what I mean? There's sometimes you lay in the wet sheets, but you peed on, you know what I mean?
Sorry to hear that here. 5 years old, you would take to Urquhart Heart House here from 5 years until around 10 years old. Can I ask you, what was your memories of getting to Urquhart Heart?
Say that again, sorry.
What was your memories of Urquhart House, you know, the one in, in Houston?
Oh, Urquhart House, Miss Chandler, the matron, she was quite strict.
Miss Changwell?
Chandler,
the matron.
Yeah.
Did they ever use their hands as a punishment here and hit you at all?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did they allow the older children to hit me here?
To hit you?
Yeah.
No, they never hit me, the older children, no.
Would they restrain you here, like sitting on you or keep your hands behind your back or anything like that at all?
They used to meet you sit in a corner, and that was it, just sit there and sit. And sometimes you would put cod liver oil on a teaspoon and ram it right down your throat.
Was food always an option here? Did you always get food?
Yeah, we always get porridge in the morning. Always had to sit and eat it. If you didn't eat it, you got it for your dinner. They kept it for you, but you weren't allowed to leave the table until you finished your plate. You could be sitting there for hours. And I had a problem, no chewing meat and all that, and I couldn't swallow it. So it made me sit there until I finished it.
Can I ask you, was any of them ever sexually physical to you in any way, shape or form while she was in this care home?
Sexually, no. None.
No problem. No. That is not an issue. You was in the foster care for around 5 years in Urquhart. Can I ask you, showers and things like that, did the staff assist you to the shower or watch you or help you shower?
What they've done is when... Every morning we had to sit in the toilet until we'd done a number two, and we weren't allowed to leave that toilet until we'd done a number two. But if I remember, we just showered ourselves, I think. A bath it was. I don't think it was a shower, it was a bath. They used to bath me in the sink when I was younger. A big sink they had.
on her for you. They were moving every morning. Tell me.
What would happen in regards to punishments? What would the punishments be here?
Punishment, they would hit you and send you to your room and you weren't allowed back out it. You weren't allowed out to play, you weren't there. Just things like that.
Did they keep you away from any free time on the weekends, like seeing any family or family visits or anything?
I wasn't allowed to see any of my family. I was under Section 16. It's actually a court order that no family were allowed near me. The only time I was allowed to see my family when I was 18.
Sorry.
Because I was under Section 16 for the court. I was in.
Bless you. Do you have any other memories in here? Did you have any memories of anything else that you want me to get down from Urquhart Heart House for you?
Yeah, I've got... don't think so.
No problem. That's fine. Five... Let me just get that on here. And then, if I am correct, at around 10 years old, she's around 5. So at around 10 years old, you was put into foster care with Mr. and Mrs. Donaldson in...
Yeah, Annenbell, yeah.
We got that here. And then at the age of 10 years old, I was... put in foster care, and that was with Mr. and Mrs. Donaldson in Glenburn until you was 13 years old. So the 3 years I was with this family. Did you feel any abuse from the Donaldson family while she was with them at all?
Yeah, well, the youngest daughter was a bit jealous, so she used to do things, so I would get the blame of it. But one time, she filled up a lemonade bottle with water. I get the blame of it. So, and her mum took me in the toilet and slapped my face. You know what I mean? And she always argued with her man, Bill. And every time they argued, she was threatening me to chuck me out with Bill, her husband.
It was Bill the man?
Yeah.
I got that on here for you. She basically didn't seem to get the blame of the parents, especially the mum. What is that in their face? Laughing. She would... What was the lady called?
Anne.
Called Anne. And Anne, she was vicious towards me. She would argue with her husband. And take it out on you and threaten.
Yeah, I used to get it all the time.
Is it the case where they would treat their child different to you? Did you?
Yeah, no, they would believe them before they believed me, yeah. So I get the brunt of it.
Did they ever keep you locked in your room here, or did they ever keep you hungry or anything like that in here?
No, I get fed all right with them, but social work used to get give them money for me to get clothes and that, but they weren't spending the money on me and clothes and that, so I ended up finding out about it, and I pulled my social worker up for that. I said, I'm not getting spent any money in clothes or any uniforms and things like that. So she looked into it, but they weren't spending the money on me. They were spending it on their own daughters, you know what I mean? And then they were got to go to Germany, but they said they weren't taking me because I still used to get the bed and all, because I get moved a bit too much. So that's when it broke up, you know what I mean? And I moved when I was 13.
Bless you.
Then at 13 years of age, you was then moved on, if I am correctly. You said you was then put into Chapel House. Let me get that for you. Then I moved on and was put into
Chapel House.
Chapel House. And that was in Paisley, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In Paisley. And what was it like when you arrived here?
Chapel House was okay. That was okay, that home.
Is that the one where you ran away after the first night?
No, that's foster parents. That's one when
Sorry,
I didn't
let me get that. Chapel Home. You were there for a few months, wasn't you, in Chapel Home?
Yeah.
As soon as I arrived. And Chapel Home, you was happy there? It wasn't bad?
No, it wasn't bad. No,
it was different.
Sorry.
The places I had been previously, I could breathe here, and I felt comfortable. Get that here. I was only here for a few months, unfortunately, before they then moved me again. And they moved you on to, if I remember correctly earlier, you said that they then moved you on to a foster family in Erskine.
Erskine, yeah.
Let me just get this down for you. Move me again. To Erskine.
Yeah.
A foster family in Erskine. Foster parents. Doesn't remember the name. You don't remember the name properly, is that correct?
I don't remember the name, no. I can't even remember.
And this was where you was here for a night?
Just a night and ran away the next morning.
What was it like when you first got there?
I don't know. It was with Noah's Ark, the son of the animals and everything. You know what I mean? It was one, two, three stories up, stairs up. That's all I remember, and there was just a lot of animals. I just didn't like it.
And you with ran away after one night there?
Yeah, I ran away to Newfield in Johnston, where my brother was. It was a secure unit he was in. So I ran away there until the social worker came. And I told the social worker I wasn't going back. I don't like it.
Get that here. Social worker's definitely not been there for you as well, because they should have been aware of the places you positioned. I'm so sorry you've had to deal with this. And then after that, you was then placed into Beach Avenue Care Home.
Beach Avenue, yeah, that was my last home, yeah.
Again, I was separated from my brother right away and was taken to Beach Avenue Care Home in Hunter Hill, Paisley, 13 years of age until she was 18. And could I ask you, what was your memories of here?
which I knew that was a good one. I liked it.
From her, she says, was a good home. She liked it here. Of course, it's not the same as being with a real family, but she felt loved and comforted as much as she could. She was struggling with mental health due to what she has had to deal with, and still to this day she struggles with anxiety, PTSD, depression. Her life has been ruined.
So I just want to let you know that everything we have discussed today, I'm going to make sure I get this submitted off for you right away. And I will emphasise everything we have discussed to make sure that we get your case popped on the system for you right away. That is not an issue whatsoever. Now, throughout your whole process, like I explained to you, you are going to be getting compensation. We just need to figure out how much that will be once we've actually got your files and we've gone ahead and looked at all your statements as well. Now, what I am going to explain to you, do you still have contact with any of your siblings at all, darling?
My sister Anne-Marie passed away, my sister Katie passed away, Jimmy passed away, Alec passed away, there's only me and Stan left.
And was Stan in care?
He was in care, yeah.
So if you speak to Stan and he would like to look into this, I am more than happy to give him a call. You have my number there on WhatsApp. So if you speak to him and he says, yeah, I would like to speak to someone about this, I will definitely give him a call today. Now, get him popped on your system with you, darling, okay?
Yeah, but I've not spoken to him for years.
Oh, bless you. I can imagine that's a bit of a hard topic of conversation then. Don't worry. Can I ask you what your GP surgery is called, darling? What's your GP surgery called?
Oh, wait, and I'll get it. I'll put it on my gallery because I keep forgetting the name of it. I put it on my pictures. I took a picture of it outside. I'll get it all done. I'm just looking just now. See, my brother went through the same thing in foster parents when he was 10-year-old. The Harkins in Greenock. He was interfering, it was all boys they fostered, and he was interfering with them all. But it must have been one of the boys when they got older, came out with it. So it was getting taken to court, but the guy shot himself before it got taken to court.
That's true.
So, but I think he get compensation for that as well. Money for it, you know what I mean? But see, we were all alcoholics, all our family. We all turned to drink.
That's true.
So, it's starting to cut off. He's still there.
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Like I said, a lot of people that I've spoken to turn to alcohol and drugs. I think that's to block it out, unfortunately, which is a shame.
Yeah.
I can't blame them. They don't want to be reliving the situation. Now, I'm going to go and get your case submitted for you right away. So I'm going to make sure it goes on a scheme this instant. I'm just going to retype everything we have discussed just so it is all there for you in one place. And I will emphasise what you've had to deal with then and what you're still dealing with now due to this. Now, if there is anything else that I can help you with, you do not hesitate to ever bob me a message over on WhatsApp. I will give you a call straight back and we can take it from there, okay?
What is your name again?
My name's Billy. So if you go on WhatsApp where you sent me your ID over, my details are on there for you so you know exactly who to speak to at any time, okay?
Oh, right. Brilliant. Right,
no,
I've got the address.
Yep,
right.
Can I ask you for the name, please?
It's the Medical Centre, 7 Hill Place, Arbroath,
Do you have a postcode there?
DD111AD.
Thank you so much for that. So I'm going to go ahead and get your case submitted off right away, darling. If there's anything you need from me, you bob me a message over. I will be in contact over the next few weeks, and I will look forward to keeping you updated. I appreciate your time today, and if there's anything you need from me, you just bob me a message over, Agnes. Okay, darling?
I will do, Bella. Thanks very much. Bye.
No problem, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Did you get the files for Paisley? That's where my files are.
Yeah, so we got all your files, and then if you would like a copy of them files back, I can always request that to the solicitor.
Yeah, I think I got them, but I left them in the French. I think I burnt them because I started reading it and didn't want to read them.
Which is understandable. A lot of people don't want to relive that situation, which happens.
So I burnt them because I didn't want to read any more of it. As soon as, know how I burnt it, because see the bit when I get raped in the home, that wasn't in my files, and I get angry.
They won't write them things, will they? Because of course they're not going to sell them.
I know. So that's how I burnt them. Thanks very much, Billy. Thank you.
No problem whatsoever. I'll make sure I keep you updated. All right, Agnes?
Right, and I'll get that later when I get down the road.
Perfect.
Okay. Right, thanks
all right,
very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.